It was an interesting game. Not a lot happening. And then, Gallagher scores on a goal that Campbell obviously would like back. And, that was kind of the difference. If you look at just his save percentage, Campbell, there wasn't a problem with him in the series, but he let in some goals that Carey Price just didn't allow. And then Toronto just didn't generate enough quality chances yesterday. And, Montreal and Winnipeg, just like everybody expected, is now into the second round in the North Division. But we'll get to hockey in a sec. Let's start with the Elks. They announced their name. Elk. Are you on board with the name? Does the S bother you as much as it bothers some people?
I don't care for the S. It doesn't bother me. If they want it to be Elk or Elks, whatever, fine. I know it backs them into a corner like the Maple Leafs instead of being the Leaves. And apparently, listening to Rashog's report that he did today, they talked to linguistics people and decided that the S would be better. All right, whatever. I don't care. It's similar to what Esks was. You just got the L in there. And to me, it's fine. It's nice that they have an identity. For a while I was losing interest, apathy had set in, and now we're getting into the summer. It sounds like things are good to go for August 5 for the start of the season, and this team has its identity. The logo is really, I think, pleasantly, I was surprised with the rollout today. I think it's a cool logo. The name, great. And Greg's, you know this, like, what's in a nickname? With sports teams, there's a lot of dumb ones out there that we've just accepted, grown up with. There's two teams in baseball named after the color of socks, okay? Like, there's birds in baseball team names. I don't know what a Philly is than Philadelphia. One team's named after a color. There's a football team in Cleveland named after its former owner. So I think everybody, after the dust settles, everyone will be fine with it. It's got a cool logo, cool design on the helmet. The double E stays. Pleasantly surprised today.
Okay. I don't mind the name. What about the logo design?
The logo, it's sharp. Like it stands out. It's unique. It's modern. It has a look to it. People say it looks like a tree on top of the elk head. Whatever, I don't care. And then in the negative space, you look on the helmet, it even makes it a little E from the one side, which I think is probably done deliberately by the graphics designers. And the double E stays, Greg. I think that's important. You get the continuity. Talking to some people, my understanding is the double E will be focused mostly on alumni stuff. I'm sure, it would be wrong to not see the double E on the side of the helmet for Labor Day. And you could think about a throwback uniform happening on Labor Day during the Classics and the rubber match that comes back here to Commonwealth. So I like it. It's good. It's been well done, modern, sharp. Take it into the new generation, and hopefully kids like it. And here's the other thing too, Greg's. I've been told that the uniforms are going to stay the same this year, but expect a redesign for 2022.
Really?
Yeah. Keep a lookout for that.
Okay, now, do you think they're going to go with two logos ultimately? The double E is not going to be retired. It'll come back at different times. Or do you think it's going – because I understand you've got the new logo. You're going to put it everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So do
yeah.
you think it's mothballs for the double E, or the double E will still be around? They just are trying to obviously market their new one right now.
Yeah, I think the double E sticks around. And how do you, wash away, 70, 80 years of history? You can't. The double E stands out. You got the Elks name in there. So it'll go on. And that's great. It got a little touch up too with the new word mark. The new treatment's nice. So yeah, you bring back your alumni. They get nice new double E polos and uniforms and all that stuff. And that way you link the past to the future and all that. I think the double E sticks. And the other thing, too, is if the Elks aren't wearing the double E on Labor Day, I think that would be a big mistake. At some point, I don't know if it's the first year, the second, you reintroduce a nice retro uniform, go back into the 60s, 70s, whatever, and you put that big fat double E on the side of that beautiful golden helmet, and you let them play, and I think that would be the right way to go about it.
In case you're wondering what a Philly is, it's a brand name of a cigar originally made in Philadelphia.
There you go.
right? In 1910, it was named the Philadelphia Handmade, was the original cigar by the Beck brothers, and they eventually changed it to the Phillies. So yeah. For anybody who didn't know, because I didn't know, I just looked it up after you piqued my interest. So that's and that comes from many confirmed sources, the Philadelphia Phillies. So named after a cigar. There you go. So people get – you're right. I think some people get really upset about it. So we'll see how it goes from there. Now, the we got a few things regarding the – you know, Toronto Maple Leafs, they lose. But it's – hey, when you lose in the playoffs, man, and you have a 3-1 series lead, you're going to get ripped, and that's totally valid. Auston Matthews, Mitch Marner combined for one goal in seven games. Not good enough when you're combining for $21 million, right? Actually, 22. Mm-hmm. So I look, though – John Tavares basically didn't play in the series. Jake Muzzin's hurt. Freddie Anderson didn't play. Like, when you're losing your starting goalie, your second-line center, and your best defensive defenseman, that is going to be hard for almost any team to overcome.
Yeah. It makes the hill steeper to climb, certainly. But you alluded to it a little bit earlier. You touched Carey Price made some absolutely phenomenal saves at key moments, and that's what he gets paid to do. He showed up. And you look at Marner, you look at Matthews, not only were they not putting up points and not scoring goals more specifically, but it was crazy to see, like, Marner and his the penalties he's taking. He's got five puck-over-glass penalties, that was pointed out, at terrible times in Game 6. That play, I don't know what he was doing with the big scoop, and he threw it up over the glass, and just guys that you need that are generally very clutch, excellent National Hockey League players, superstars in this league, that's when you need them to show up. And the Leafs superstars didn't. The Habs superstar did. And he gave them, between the pipes, Carey Price did, everything they needed. And then by committee, they chipped away at the Maple Leafs. And sure enough, they got the belief system and it led them to victory. And Greg's, like, we were talking on the Chronicles yesterday. It was just after warm-up, and I'm looking at the images, talking to you and Strutty, and I'm going, man, the Leafs look tense. It's in their heads, as Strutty says, living in their rent-free. And it showed in a very crucial moment. And now, you know, after they brought in all those veterans, the Simmons, the Thorntons, Spezza still there, Muzzin. I know Muzzin didn't play last night, but those were the guys that were supposed to provide that wisdom and guidance, and it's the same story all over again for the Leafs, and they're scratching their heads going, how do we figure this out? It's incredible.
Man, winning the playoffs is hard, and you know, there's some teams that are able to overcome the hard lessons early, and then there's others that it just, you know, takes many times, and it might never happen. Like, there's no guarantees, right? Like, you can build a good team. You think you can have a good team, and then all of a sudden, you know, like, that's why I'm in favor of not expanding the NHL playoffs, because to get you one of the top 16s, you're still pretty good, right? Once you get into the 20s, I think now you can allow some meh teams in, but you're one of the top 16 teams. Like, there's teams that have finished 16th that had 95, 97 points in a season. It's pretty good. So it's tough when you get in there, and you look at this year's regular season standings. Right? And I know, hey, I don't care, you know, if you want to, hey, everybody's playing in the divisions, and every division had some weak teams, but you look at it, the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th best teams of points, and the 9th are all out. Right? Yep. They're all out. Like, it's hard, man, and Vegas had to go to Game 7, the number 2 seed, just to stay in. So it illustrates it every year, and while next season, I know right now, today, on paper, it looks like the Pacific Division, it should be a little bit easier in the regular season. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy in the playoffs. So, you know what? Edmonton potentially has maybe a slightly easier road to get home ice advantage. But after that, you still got to show up in the postseason. That's what last night showed me. Like, the Maple Leafs had home ice advantage. And, you know, they basically scored a throwaway goal late in the game. They weren't attacking at all in that game.
It's, well, and the other thing, too, is like, we knew there'd be some crazy in this playoffs, and this is going to overshadow the Oilers thing, because when the Oilers, you know, inevitably get to the playoffs next season too, these questions are going to come up for them, and rightly so. But you're right. I mean, you need to have an excellent regular season, but but you got to back it up in the postseason. And as soon as you let in that little sliver of doubt, or your game's not up to snuff, or you get behind the eight ball at some point and the opposition exposes that, you're in trouble. And it happened to the Leafs, happened to the Oilers. So I just want to add one thing, too. I don't like the idea of expanding to more teams in the postseason.
No,
I like
no.
the 16. I like the 16. Stick with it. It is the toughest grind. And to add these play-ins and stuff like that, I think it's a money grab, first of all. And then, B, it waters down the product, I feel like. That's just my take.
I'm totally with you, man. We definitely won't argue about that one. Tommy, enjoy the only one game in the playoffs tonight. It's not an elimination game. It seems like almost a letdown, right, after you get up to game seven. But Tampa, Carolina, game one was very good. Look forward tonight as well. And have yourself a good one.
You too, Gregs.